This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Country music icon Toby Keith has died. A message on his social media account stated the 62-year-old passed away peacefully, surrounded by family, last night. He had been diagnosed with stomach cancer not too long ago. Chemotherapy, radiation treatments, and surgery appear to have failed to keep him alive. Keith is survived by his wife and his three children. He sold more than 40 million records over the course of his iconic country music career. A new poll is showing the impact that online sports betting has on Americans.
According to the Siena College St. Bonaventure survey, 39% of people asked said they have wagered on sporting events, while 19% admitted to having an online betting account. 93% said it was fun. 85% look at it as a way to make money. There are also fans who believe online betting will impact organized sports and that it should be regulated by the federal government. I'm Dave Collins.
The flood watch covering San Diego County has been extended until 10 p.m. tonight, courtesy of the latest storm making its gradual descent from Southern California and into the San Diego area.
The Pacific jet stream is pushing all this moisture and atmospheric river into our region. So this will be a slow-moving, prolonged period of rain.
Jury deliberations will continue today in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbly in Michigan. She's the mother of Ethan Crumbly, who shot and killed four classmates and injured seven others at Oxford High School in November 2021. He's now serving life in prison without parole. Jennifer and her husband, James, were both charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, as prosecutors say they ignored signs their son was having serious mental health problems. This is USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying GOP lawmakers in the U.S. House should not be opposing compromise immigration reform. So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's argued the immigration reform compromise legislation in the Senate is inadequate and will not deter illegal border crossings. Former President Trump said on Fox News this week the bill does not offer anything for Republicans.
If it is not solved, it will be exclusively their fault and on their hands because they refuse to do what they're supposed to do by their jobs, is to protect and defend our nation.
Nevada is facing a complex presidential contest this week with a Republican primary on Tuesday and party-run caucuses on Thursday. Following disputes over scheduling and procedures in Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner is expected to secure all delegates in the caucuses against an unknown businessman. Nikki Haley will be on the primary ballot without Trump, ensuring her victory, but no delegates. And the elder Pat Mahomes Mahomes will be at the Super Bowl despite being arrested in Texas.
Despite a recent drunk driving arrest in Texas over the weekend, Pat Mahomes, the father of Kansas City Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes, has been granted permission to travel to the Super Bowl. The judge in Smith County opted not to impose a travel ban on him, but has prohibited him from consuming alcohol while he's in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you here. For more information on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. It's time for Al Parada, our favorite brewmaster, is going to join us in just a moment. We'll talk about all the fun stuff that's going on. Why not? Let's jump right in. Hey, Mr. Al, how you doing, buddy?
For what it's worth, I'm doing good.
Okay, well, yes. That's always good. It's worth a lot, my friend, and we always want to make sure that you're doing good. All excited. You got your favorite family tradition Super Bowl dip to the ready, and you're all ready to go, or are you going to do your famous chili? What's the highlight?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe just betting on whether Travis Kelce proposes to Taylor Swift, because isn't that the big news of the Super Bowl? No, just the usual. Just eat and write about it. That's usually what I get stuck doing. I don't get to do much of the snacking when I have to write about it. So.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Travis, you can know what it could be afterwards, you know. Travis Kelce, you just won a Super Bowl. What are you going to do next? I'm going to marry this girl. You know, forget about Disneyland anymore, right? Can you see it?
I mean, yeah, I can see it. I mean, I doubt it's going to happen, but I mean, you know, we're all romantic. Somewhere in us, we're all romantic.
Yeah, exactly.
As cynical as we are about it, as astroturf as it may look, you know, we'd still be saps if it happened. We'd all still cry. Let's fuck it ourselves.
Well, exactly. Well, we had another award ceremony come and go. This is award season, speaking of which. Of course, she was, greatly appreciated. And what is she now? The winningest Grammy winner? I mean, here is the woman. It wasn't that long ago when you had, was it Kanye that interrupted her acceptance speech and complained that Beyonce should have won and all that. And, and since then, you know, we've got people getting slapped. But, it looks like we're kind of going through the cycle. You kind of watch these things, you know, with the left eye anyway, just to say, okay, what's going to happen? It's like watching, you know, a NASCAR event, you know?
Yeah, watch for the crashes. Yeah, and the satanic rituals, you know, from different singers. But then you have the cool moments, you know, so, and the Grammys. I mean, no matter how bad most of the music is these days, there's always some performance that reminds you of what it's, about. I mean, when Tracy Chapman gets up there and says, the real deal. Joni Mitchell, 80, that's the real deal.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree. All right, so who are you rooting for? Are you a Niners fan or are you a Chiefs fan?
Probably the Chiefs, on the why they annoyed. They've been still annoyed at the 49ers for doing all the kneeling back in the day with Colin Kaepernick, but Travis Kelce did the kneeling too. So hey, I'm ready for the commercials. That's
right.
The commercials are good. That's
exactly.
My first good game. I mean, again, but Patrick Mahomes, man, the guy is just magic. So it's always kind of fun to watch him. So those injured things that nobody ever does, has ever done with their arm before. You know, that's always exciting. But a good game. We have an exciting game and good commercials. What more can we want?
Yeah, exactly. And to me, are you like me? I think the halftime is just unnecessarily long. I mean, how would you like to be one of these football players? I mean, you're all loose. You're ready to go, the whole deal. I mean, you know, a 12 minutes, you know, to be in the locker room, go over some adjustments, that sort of thing. But to sit there, I mean, what are they in the locker room for, like, you know, a half hour or something or more?
Yeah, it ruins the rhythm for the players that are used to it. And again, there's only not many of them have been that good in the halftime shows.
Right.
Few, I mean, you got Prince, you know,
that
was the one. You know,
there's
nothing to the top Prince doing Purple Rain when there's a thunderstorm, you know, soaking in. You're just not going to top that. But some of them are lame, you know, and that's the bad part. If you get somebody good and knows what they're doing, why not?
And doing something of some kind of quality besides, a What a costume malfunction. You know, it's like we're so desperate, you know. We've already used all the distortion we can on our guitars and musical instruments to hide our ineffectiveness. But, hey, let's throw in a little costume malfunction, you know, just to...
that was years ago. It's still, you still talk about it. That's kind of, you know, that shows how boring most of the rest of the shows are, the halftime shows are.
Okay, well, I'm glad you cleared that up because I wasn't sure, you know, if it was, just me or, you know, being too cynical or something. But, you know, I thought, wow, you know, because I just think of these athletes. I mean, having played sports, certainly not at the level of a Super Bowl, but yet, you know, I don't want to be sitting, you know, down, you know, for a long time and getting all stiff and especially, you know, what these guys are carrying. I mean, they're carrying a season of bruises and injuries and everything else that they're, you know, doing everything they can, and you know, you just want to keep the blood moving. You know, is what I always felt. You know, so it's just saying.
Yeah, but it's part of the ritual. And you know, 30 years from now, are they going to remember being stuck in the locker room for an extra 10 minutes, or are they going to be able to say, tell their grandchildren, "I was in the Super Bowl"? You know, so
right.
I'm not, you know, you can't complain about it too much.
Yeah, but then they're going to go, "Did you know Taylor Swift?"
Yeah. Oh my God! Travis Kelce, he's like one of the greatest tight ends of all time. But this is what he's going to be remembered for, one way or the other. You know, he'll be remembered as, you know, the spouse. If it doesn't go well, he'll be remembered for the songs he writes about him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You don't. I'll send myself flowers. She'll do another rendition.
Yeah.
I don't need you. Yeah, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. You wrote at stream.org about Special Counsel Robert Hur's investigation and Joe Biden's mishandling of classified information. I mean, you know, it's so absurd how this is being, you know, tapped down. They kind of, well, okay, we haven't reported on that. Let's just say and let everybody think that we're doing our job, right?
Yeah, and that's the one thing I noticed when he was picked. Again, he might be the most wonderful guy in the world. Don't know him personally, but I noticed when I looked him up, his job right before being hired was with a really high-powered law firm, and his job was getting white-collar people out of trouble. He's the guy you got if your executive, your CEO, had something going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a guy, this is a fixer. You don't hire a fixer to look into the criminal allegations. You hire this guy to figure a way to make it kind of go away, the best,
with
the most minimum damage as possible. You hire Jack Smith if you want to file charges against, have somebody to find it, charges to file against somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right there you have your dual system of justice, just
right.
Even the selections of the special counsel. Yeah, so it's nuts, especially if they're still trying to charge, you know, Trump for the Mar-a-Lago stuff while Biden's like passing. Classified documents everywhere from D.C. to Boston, you know.
You know, again, you look at, and I was looking at the numbers earlier this week, Al, I mean, the president, Trump, has been spending so much money. I think his legal fees here just in a short period of time, somewhere around, in some cases they say 30, and then if you add these other things, then you're up to 50 million. This is so far. I mean, talk about election interference, you know, that the Democrats are so concerned about. But, you know, they're always seemingly more concerned about the things that they're doing to other people, not what's happening to them. Interesting. Got to go to break. We got more from Al Parada. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. WallOfFire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
It's 19 minutes after top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, Al Parada. He is the managing editor of Stream.org. We were just talking off air about Donald Trump and, the election interference by the Democrats and on and on. And, Al, I don't know if you saw the latest poll here. 59% of the country is in agreement that Joe Biden is mentally deficient. But yet, what 40% still, you know, want him to be president for another, you know, another cycle? It's like, who's crazy here?
It's crazy, especially when you look deeper in the NBC poll where Trump has an advantage on him on the issues, 15, 20, 30%.
Yes.
And the margin is just like 5%. And that gets the Trump personality thing and the visceral hatred some people have for somebody who's, you know, who's better for them. And
right.
It's an insanity. But yeah, talk about that 59% who believe he's mentally Biden is mentally incapacitated and getting worse.
Right.
That's the thing they see. And you can't improve that, especially not when you're going around talking about having spoken to dead French presidents, like Biden did the other day when he's talking about Mitterrand. I mean,
yes.
He talked to Mitterrand after, you know, I died in 1996 there, so maybe you met him on an Amtrak train or something. I don't know.
The thing is that if you wanted to be entertained, you'd keep him around. But we have a country to fix here. I mean, he's created more damage, you know, with all that we're, you know, dealing with, the inflation, you know, this green energy, you know, all this stuff is, you know, coming to a head. Some of it very slow because you think about, Al, how much money that we've expended on this green agenda, right? And here it is, you know, the big golden crown of their, you know, their policy was EVs, and look what's happening. It's not passing the so what test.
Yeah, nobody wants them, and
right.
That's making us weaker, which makes it especially you have to start dealing with, you know, Middle East oil and having to deal with those people.
Right.
It just adds more complication and danger to our lives, and that's the job is to protect the country. When you're having
you think except for the border. Somehow, you know, you got the three amigos there, you know, Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas, who's on his way to being impeached, is that, you know, it's like, what are we missing here? What am I not understanding that's allowing millions of people, you know, 8 to 10 million people are going to come in and they're going to siphon our resources that are, you know, becoming more and more anemic. And we're going to, you know, let that go for the betterment of America, especially when you've got all these migrants. And I keep reminding people, these aren't just your normal, everyday, you know, historical migrants. These are migrants that are, you know, basically they're hirelings of the cartel. You don't get across the border unless you're wearing a wristband. And that wristband designates your occupational service that beholds you. And makes you part and parcel of this new form of modern slavery that's coming into a country. I mean, here we are all these years that we've been aghast of, you know, over slavery and, you know, California's, you know, losing their mind over, you know, because, of course, it's Black History Month and it all goes together. Oh, they got to pay a reparation. You know, they've been doing this long study and now they're coming up with this number of what they should pay in reparations just by the color of your skin. It has nothing to do with if your family was actually a slave. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's just, okay, you check a box because this is what we are. We've now entered a culture. It's all about checking boxes. So the color of your skin is that. Check a box and you get reparations here in California. Although Gavin Newsom, even as crazy as he is going, whoa, you got to hit the brakes here. You know, I think he's already dealing with, speaking of deficits, something like $68 billion deficit here in this state. It's crazy.
Yeah, and in a state that should be incredibly prosperous, given its natural advantages over pretty much every other country on earth.
You think about it, Al. California is like Argentina. You know, when you heard Malay, you know, at Davos, you know, kind of telling all these elites, you knuckleheads, man, you know, we did this. You know, our country did this. You know, we were one time very robust. You know, we were rocking and rolling in business and everything. And then we had these people that come in and sold us this bill of goods on, you know, collectivism and socialism and everything like that. And we've been blighted for over 100 years when, you know, by comparison, when we made the move to free markets, and follow the lead of America. I mean, it took them, you know, I think it was about 30 years, I think was what he recounted, 30 years for their economy just to get, you know, super robust. And then they spent, I guess it was too good for the people. And they didn't like to win, kind of like America. You know, you didn't want to win. You know, energy independence, your border secure, these malintent players around the world who want to do everybody harm, they seem to be held in check. Iran is kind of going bankrupt and being stupid, and they're not able to, you know, fund terrorists. But, you know, doggone it, we need terrorists, you know. We've got to be able to allow Iran to fund terrorists, so we got to promote that. And, you know, borders secure, forget the wall. Mexico's never going to pay for it anyway. We just fooled ourselves. You know, just what are these guys thinking, Al?
Destructive America?
Yeah.
The plan? The elimination of the border? Chaos? Because at some point you got to go, this isn't accidental. You know,
tell me, we're just having a bad dream here, Al. And one day, you know, we're all going to wake up and go, oh, you know, okay, the world is, I mean, this is so upside down. You know, common sense has left the building. And it's just, it's astonishing. Because, like, all the things that we're dealing with right now, you know, to me, I agree with Donald Trump. It's fixable. You know, I really believe, I know some people, because they hate Trump so bad, they can't even imagine when Trump made the statement that give him 24 hours and he would fix Ukraine, Russia. He would fix that problem in 24 hours. And I believe he could. And the thing is that all the other people can't, Barack Obama, because they don't have the capacity. They don't even have the vision to fix the problem in 24 hours. Donald Trump is the only one that made that statement. He's the only one that has the vision to do that.
Yeah, and again, you're talking about the guy who did the Abraham Accords.
Yes.
And again, he's a boastful guy, but he's also somebody who did the job for 4 years, knew the players, knew what was going on, knew who wanted Ukraine, and kind of was already in the game already. So if he says, you know, 24 hours, and he probably already worked it out. People forget that part about Donald Trump, is that he's a builder.
Yeah.
That's his mindset is as a builder. You know, a builder, see, already plots and plans and puts out the blueprints, already worked that out.
Yeah.
Before they ever put a shovel on the ground.
Exactly. Because so he's to your point. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, you know, about being detail-oriented. This is his gift and his mind, like you said, his mindset, his worldview. So he doesn't just go into something and, you know, throw some sort of pipe dream out there. He in his mind and everything else, has an infrastructure that he can build upon, so he has the foundation in which to do these things. This is how we became energy independent. Barack Obama said that would never happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Another thing about Trump people forget is that for decades he was the man in New York. Everybody comes to town for the UN. We're hanging out with Trump on his time yachts at the time and hanging out. So he knows a lot of these people for years, and people who were like junior politicians back in the day that are now much more powerful. You know these people. He knows their weaknesses and strengths. And this is something that's invaluable. You don't learn that in Congress. You know, you learn it, you know, in the doing. You're trying to build a resort somewhere, and you have to deal with the leadership somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
how they fit.
Yeah. It's like my dad. My dad didn't care much for us when we were kids growing up. And I remember one time my brother was bragging about something. And my dad really, you know, cut him short real quick about that, about being prideful and arrogant. And, you know, because my dad was a very humble man in his own nature in that. And he really resented, you know, people that were being braggadocious and whatever. But he did say this. He said, look, if you can perform, if you can do it, it's not bragging, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, who do you think he is, Donald Trump? You know?
Exactly. Got to leave it there. Al Parada, thank you. Al from Stream.org.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults
It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Radical Islamist militias linked to Iran have only seen the beginning of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes, so says the Pentagon.
And there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
U.S. airstrikes hit dozens of targets across multiple days this past weekend. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder confirmed there were enemy casualties but offered few other details. Britain's King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and will postpone public engagements while he receives treatment. Vedant Patel, spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
Thoughts are with the king. This is really with the king and his family. That's sad news, and hope that actually that's very sad, and I'm very sorry for the king and his family.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles has already begun treatments. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. Hey, Roy, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm eyeing the results of Iowa. I've been looking at the numbers here. Gosh, it was such a resounding success for the former president. It sent both Ramaswamy and Asa Hutchinson, to the sidelines very quickly, and I'm sure has Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, considering their future and trying to figure out, okay, is this worth continuing this fight, or do we save some of our ammo and powder for 2028?
Yeah, nervous Nikki and rickety Ron, I suppose you might say. yeah, this was an incredible victory on the part of Donald J. Trump. He won 51%. He was about 30 points ahead of Ron DeSantis, got about 21. Nikki Haley was about 19. Ramaswamy ended up at about 7.7, I believe, and he dropped out, endorsed Trump, and appeared with him at a rally in New Hampshire the next night. And this is the biggest primary victory and competitive primary since Bob Dole in 1988. I think he won by about a 13% margin. Trump won by 30%.
Right. Exactly.
Out of the 99 counties in Iowa, he won 98 of them. He lost one county to Nikki Haley by one vote.
Can you believe
one
that?
One vote. So people say one vote doesn't matter. Well, one vote does matter. And if I were Trump, I'd ask for a recount and see if he wins it. And of course, he'd have 99 out of 99 counties. But 98 out of 99, mm-hmm. Not bad.
Well, that could be a Babylon. That could be a Babylon B narrative there. That he challenges the caucus for one vote, right?
precisely, right. You have a screaming vote fraud, I suppose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In any case, massive victory. And, you know, you hear people like Hillary Clinton and those on the left say, oh, it's, you know, people who support Trump, Trumper, it's a cult. It's all a cult. You know, not many cults end up with more than half of the people voting, supporting somebody.
Exactly.
This man is popular in the GOP base. He is somebody I think a lot of people who voted for him are just hungry for the days where we actually had a strong leader rather than somebody who is like Joe Biden, who's gone from being weak to being invisible. I think it was on Monday, the White House called a lid at 10:06 a.m. That means there'd be no more news coming out of the White House at 10 a.m., which basically means, essentially means, I guess he came to work at 9 and left at 10. So, you know, nothing like a one-hour day, right?
Well, they sent him on a search for Lloyd Austin.
That was not on a holiday. That was on Tuesday, which is actually a work day.
Yeah, he was looking for Lloyd Austin.
I suppose so, yeah. So I think we go on to New Hampshire. We'll see what happens next week. But certainly Donald J. Trump comes out of New Hampshire with a tremendous head of steam, with an absolute a record victory in Iowa, and something that of which he ought to be proud, and of which his rivals ought to be more than a bit concerned.
Well, there's no question. I mean, look at caucus goers without a college degree, double digits, 62%. Similar results with those who consider themselves very conservative, 58%. Rural voters, 58%. Women, his numbers with women doubled. I mean, you know, and all women in America hate Donald Trump. You know, that's the narrative that Joe Biden has been putting out there. I mean, what Donald Trump has done, obviously, has had effect at Davos, because you've got the CEO of BlackRock, you know, shaking in his boots, saying that, you know, a Trump victory, a Trump presidency would be damaging, you know, to the world. Well, of course, what he means is it's damaging to the World Economic Forum and the plan and the globalist plans that they have. But meanwhile, the world has been, you know, with the anemic showing of America on the world stage. Look what's happening to Roy. I mean, the world really is looking to America for its moral standing, its leadership. You know, we went through this experience after 8 years with Barack Obama, what he did to this country internationally, what he did to the other nations. And then here comes Donald Trump, and in short order, you know, he brings – and it was amazing how the international community, lest people forget, how they altered their course. And they suddenly found their backbone. I mean, it was quite amazing. I mean, even at NATO, I mean, look what he did, the successes that he had there, what he did in quieting, Rocket Man and holding Xi into place, and Putin that supposedly he was his puppet and all that, you know, should you want to believe the narrative of the mainstream media, right?
Well, this is what you're discussing is what the results are of something called leadership, and a little bit of leadership will go a long way. You know, Trump was there for 4 years, and as you say, the North Koreans were detonating atomic devices, doing underground tests. That stopped. Russia basically didn't cross any borders. They stayed within their own borders, which they didn't do under Obama, which they didn't do under Biden, as you well know, attacking Crimea under Obama, attacking Ukraine under Biden. In the you know, Middle East is always just a seething cauldron of chaos, and by the time Trump left Israel, he had helped Israel negotiate peace agreements with Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Sudan, which had been on the terrorist watch list, State Department list of state sponsors of terrorism, and with Morocco. So you had four Middle East peace agreements. The Middle East, of all places, calming down. And, of course, our southern border was not completely stitched shut, but the crossings were illegal crossings were brought down to a trickle. Trump leaves, Biden comes in, and what do you see? The border's ripped wide open like a gutted fish. You've got Ukraine and Russia fighting in this ongoing standoff that's approaching 2 years running. The Middle East is completely on fire with cruise missiles being shot at U.S. ships with the Houthi terrorists, basically shutting down the Red Sea. Major companies like Shell and others moving their oil tankers, not to go through the Suez Canal, but all the way around Africa, which takes time, costs money. money. And by the way, if you're worried about global warming, also increases the CO2 because you're using a lot more fuel to get around the Horn of Africa. I think I calculated about an extra 25-26% more CO2. So if you're worried about that, then that's not good. And then the Chinese are belligerent. Who knows what they're going to do in Taiwan? And so after Joe Biden's not been there 3 years yet, pretty close, but almost just under 3 years, and the place is in flames. The place is a complete wreck. Right. And this is what happens when you've got a president who, you know, I think he's had 4 public events so far this year. He's had, I've heard this morning, no public events at the White House this year so far. And it's just one vacation after another day off, after another trip to the beach house, another trip to Camp David, another trip to his home in Wilmington. And he seems completely disengaged, invisible. His Secretary of Defense finally has left the hospital. I hope he gets better. But he was there for about 2 weeks and for a good four full days. The President of the United States, the Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor, and nobody else knew this man was in the intensive care unit suffering from pancreatic cancer. And the device didn't know that he had pancreatic cancer for a full 18 days. Mm-hmm. So we basically have a lights on, nobody's home policy in the United States of America, and that is an extremely destabilizing element in global affairs today.
Is it pancreatic or prostate cancer?
Oh, forgive me. I said prostate. Forgive me. It was prostate.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Okay. I thought, did I miss the headline here?
That's much more survival.
Exactly.
If you had to pick between the two, you'd want prostate cancer, not pancreatic, which can bring you down in 3-4 weeks, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, too, speaking of
recovery.
Yes, amen. And the other thing, too, is that the Biden administration has finally found their backbone, and they're going to designate the Houthis as a terrorist group.
Yes, and one of the first things Biden did, I think within about the first 2 weeks or so of his presidency, was to take the Houthis off the terrorist official list of terrorist entities. Why he did that is a mystery. I suppose maybe just to satisfy or appease the Iranians, who he's been trying to kiss up to since he got there. And they keep saying they're going to, we're going to put him back on the list. We're going to put him back. Oh, just put him on the list. What? Just stop, stop saying you're thinking. Put him on the damn list. I mean, they've been, I think the number I've seen this morning was 138 attacks on U.S. positions and ships in the Middle East since, I think, October 17th, and that's been being done by the Houthis attacking our positions in Syria, in Iraq. I mean, do we have to hit 150 before they're put back on the terror list? 175, 200, is that the magic number? I mean, they never should have been taken off the terrorist list.
Right.
Put them back on the bloody terrorist list and do it today. Do it now. Don't keep announcing we're thinking about it. We're thinking about it. Put them on the bloody list, and I think that triggers some specific actions in terms of sanctions and so on, and those ought to be applied immediately. Frankly, what they need to do is get some bombers and go in and just destroy the positions from which their rockets are being launched. I mean, we have the satellites and drones. Find them and flatten them, period. What's taking so long?
Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, our conversation with Roy Murdoch continues. As we were saying before the break, this idea that the Senate has come up with, I mean, the House has already passed, I believe, an excellent bill in H.R. 2, but the Senate thinks that they have a better idea. And this idea of, you know, they're going to have a counter of 5,000. They can't even do that right now, DeRoy. How, you know, how are they going to count and close the border at 5,000?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they do it. I mean, I think, you know, if Joe Biden were serious about this, he could shut it all down today. He could say, we're going to finish the wall. We're going to contact Mexico and say, we want to resume the remain in Mexico policy. Ask President Lopez Obrador to reopen or send his, I think it was 7,000 or was it 70,000 troops, a big number of Mexican troops on their side of the border to make sure people
exactly
come across, and then contact El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, and renegotiate that agreement that had those three countries keep their people from coming up here, reinstate Title 42, basically undo all the stuff that Donald J. Trump had in place
exactly
that was working. He said, you know what? By executive order, I hereby repeal the executive order I used to repeal Trump's previous policy. Mm-hmm. All this stuff can kick back in like that. And in 24 hours, we very dramatically will start seeing the numbers of illegal aliens drop. But Joe Biden could do that. He could have done that at any point over the last 3 years. It's not like this is just the first month or two of his presidency. He's trying to figure out, you know, where the phones are plugged in and, you know, which button to press to get whatever service you need. This guy's been there for 3 years. Had any interest in slowing this down, he would have. And instead, it's just accelerating. December of 2023, we had 302,000 people break into this country through the southern border. That is an all-time record. So these numbers are going up, 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 and Joe Biden's totally cool with that. And again, the Senate compromise, the middle of the road from Senator Lankford, and also Mitch McConnell is a big fan of this thing. And Mitch McConnell's job is basically to run and get drinks for Chuck Schumer, whatever Chuck wants, and, you know, give him a massage and, you know, bring him his bedroom slippers. If we have 4,999 crossings, which is okay under the Senate compromise that we've just discussed, and that would be, you know, every day for 365 days. That comes up to 1,824,000, 1.8 million illegals coming in with the blessing of the Senate Republicans.
Right.
That's the compromise now.
Can you imagine?
That's about 1.8 million too high for me. The compromise should be zero. We close the border. You want to come in, you do it legally. If you come across the border, we turn you around, we send you home. And that's how other countries operate. I don't know where it's written that the United States of America has to rip down its border and let anybody who wants to march in here any more than you or I or any of the people listening to our broadcast. You just leave your back door open and let people come in, you know, in the middle of the night and walk into the kitchen and help themselves to whatever you got in your fridge and in your pantry and sit down and you put their feet up and turn on your high-def TV and have a good time while you sleep upstairs. Nobody in America would put up with that. Nobody anywhere would allow your home to be treated that way. So why should we allow our country to be treated like that?
Right.
It's absolutely outrageous and demented and I think, again, deliberate because Joe Biden and the DEI Democrats want these people to come in, assuming that 51% or more of them will vote Democrat. Either when they're naturalized and get, you know, amnesty, which always happens, or even sooner if you've got states like Pennsylvania where you have same-day registration. You just walk in on election day, say, here I am, I want my ballot, and I don't speak English, I want my ballot in Spanish or whatever else. They hand you a ballot, you fill it out, and you say, thank you, Joe Biden, for all the freebies. You vote for Joe Biden, it gets thrown in the pile. So weeks later, they look at your application and realize, oh, gee, this person's not legal. This person's a legal alien. But at that point, your ballot is mixed with the rest. There's no way to remove it.
Exactly.
And I think that's exactly what these people want. Mm-hmm. They're very clever. They're very evil. They're very crafty. And I think they see this as their winning margin in 2024 and their permanent future-going governing majority.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I was sharing with someone else the other day, DeRoy, is that you know, this is a little bit of like the LBJ sell to the Democrats and saying, look at, you know, what we'll do is we let all these people come in. That's going to inflate the numbers when the census come in. And we're going to have more Democratic representation because we're going to be able to add more seats, you know, to Congress because of you know these populations you know that have been bloated as a result of this influx too. So yeah, maybe that's 6 years down the road, but hey, look at it wasn't immediate with LBJ either, you know, but in time look what happened and look what's still happening. So you know, so you got that dynamic coming into play as well.
You do, and this is, at this point, the number I figure at this point, if you add the people who come across the border, we've counted, plus the getaways,
oh, yeah.
I think the number at this point is about 8.8 million since Joe Biden has come in. Now, those people, at some point, some of them may, you know, start having kids, and I guess the kids will do what their parents do for the most part, and you could have, at that point, 10, 12, 14, 15, 16 million people who either broke into the country or their mom or their parents did, or at least one of their parents, and they may say, hey, we're really grateful for everything Joe Biden did for us, so we're going to vote Democrat.
Exactly.
We've got 60 million new Democrats in here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've all seen how close the elections have been. You know, if you sprinkle 100 or 200,000 votes around a little bit differently in among the swing states, you know, either Joe Biden wins or Donald J. Trump wins. And so you just need a few, you know, 15,000 here, 25,000 there, 30,000 there, and you can throw one state, you know, one in one direction or the other. And the Democrats understand this. And, you know, if this is their new method to steal the election, that's how they'll do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's all about power and control. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that's what Lindsey Graham said to the Democrats during the Kavanaugh hearing, as you recall. So nothing has changed. You know, they are, you know, they're dead set on accomplishing their mission, and they're going to do it at any cost, regardless, you know, whatever, you know, election interference that they want to implement. I mean, they're all in to their, you know, to their objective. And the Republicans, the counter needs to be, you know, they need to be reinvigorated to understand that if true democracy, if this Democratic Republic is going to continue, it is, it's going to be at the feet of conservatives and people who believe in the American dream and do not fall victim to what Joe Biden and Barack Obama are selling.
It needs to be that. And let me tell you, it is so demoralizing and dispiriting and enervating for me as a free market conservative Republican. American commenter and writer and so on, to take my energy, which should be directed at stopping the left from doing the evil it's doing, and instead have to stop and spend time, as we're doing today, complaining about the Senate Republicans and Mitch McConnell and Senator Lankford and these other people who should know better, and we're putting our energy into stopping them from doing the wrong thing rather than stopping the left from doing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And the GOP compromise on this should be close the border. What part of close the border don't you understand? Not exactly. Okay, we're going to, you know, wave the pom-poms as we Republicans vote to let 1.8 million illegal aliens into this country. This is sick. And this is yet another example of Mitch McConnell, who I hope is out of the leadership as soon as possible. If we can do it this afternoon, that would be, you know, almost, you know, not soon enough for me. And Mitch McConnell's view on this is, okay, well, we're here to help Chuck Schumer get whatever he wants, including this so-called compromise. We let up to 5,000 illegals come in every day. And, oh, by the way, also, I believe they all get work permits. Excuse me? Well, again, people like my friend is waiting for his work papers for another 2 weeks before he can do anything. He's not allowed, even, you know, he can't even do research for me, and I pay him for that. He just can't do that. So he's sitting in an apartment wondering, okay, how am I going to feed myself for the next 2 weeks until he can start working? Meanwhile, these other people got the Senate Republicans under Lankford and McConnell saying, okay, let's give these people work permits. This is sick, twisted evil. And again, with the GOP response to all these Democrats, Biden, Schumer, and the rest, is what part of close the border don't you understand?
Right.
That should be the GOP position, period. Mm. And by the way,
what part of illegal?
They're illegal.
Don't you understand?
They're illegal. They're against the law.
Yeah, and even worse yet, you know, Donald Trump said, we're not getting their best. I mean, it's like we didn't go over and, you know, went into these different countries and vetted these people and say, okay, well, you could really, you'd be awesome in this position, whole deal. We're going to invite you to come in and be part of this American dream. No, we've just, our border has been invaded. They've stormed in. They've been illegal. And then, as if that's not bad enough, they're beholden to the cartel. They have no loyalty for America. They have more loyalty to the cartels because they've been compelled to do so. And so here it is. This country has been fighting the remnants of slavery, you know, for decades. And we said, oh, okay, let's create a new form of slavery and indentured servitude. And we'll bring all these people from all these countries, 162 countries, into our country. And they're, you know, and we're going to get blamed for that. And somehow we're going to have to, you know, there's going to be argued reparations that the taxpayer needs to pay for these people that were brought in by the cartels. Go figure.
Well, you mentioned reparations, and I've seen, it's fascinating. A lot of black folks, some of whom want reparations, some of whom don't, are looking at all this and saying, okay, like in Chicago in particular, okay, our neighborhoods are poor shape. We need to have better facilities. We need better schools. We need places our kids actually can learn something. It would be nice to have some parks. It would be nice if the crime rate could be brought down to something manageable rather than just in kind of a, you know, free fire zone. And then here come all these people who broke into the country, and City Hall under Brandon Johnson can't rush over them quickly enough to give them free stuff, while the black Democrats who voted him into office are sitting there saying, excuse me, what about us? Yes. Looking around each other like, why is City Hall racing to help these people who invaded our country, while these black folks, not all black, many of them black, and some of them Hispanic legal people in this country and citizens in Chicago, are looking around going, you know, our neighborhoods really need to be are dilapidated. Our schools are a mess. You know, we could use economic opportunity. And the mayor, far left Brandon Johnson, can't run over to the illegals to help them out quickly enough while racing right past the fellow black Democrats who put him in office.
Exactly.
And a lot of them said, you know what? We don't need any more of this. We're voting for Donald J. Trump. And it's going to be amazing to watch in November when Trump gets, you know, it could be 20, 22, 25% of the black vote. And a lot of it will be exactly this. Black Democrats seeing the Democrats running over to chest feed, if you will, the illegal aliens, while completely ignoring the most loyal members of their political base.
Got to leave it there. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thanks, DeRoy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.